Large crowds of protesters gathered in cities across the United States for No Kings demonstrations against what they see as a drift into authoritarianism under President Donald Trump. In the San Francisco Bay Area, people carrying signs with messages like Defend Democracy or Love USA, Anti-Trump could be seen at rallies in Livermore and Pleasanton. Some people wore costumes, like one person dressed as a unicorn carrying a sign reading, Unicorns Against Trump's Fantasy. Republicans disparaged the demonstrations as Hate America rallies, but in many places the events looked more like street parties. For many, the protests are against immigration raids by the federal government. Livermore resident Miguel Lopez, a husband, father, and grandfather, was detained by ICE, then deported earlier this year. A volunteer stands by Rosa Lopez to read her words about her husband.
He is not a danger. He is not a threat. Miguel has paid taxes, raised his children along with two of my nieces, supported his community, and lived with integrity for over two decades. And still, after 24 years of marriage, we are being torn apart.
Activist organization Indivisible is planning a rally to support the Lopez family at a San Francisco courthouse during a hearing for his case on October 30th. Lopez says it's not just about her husband.
This isn't just about one man. This is about a broken system that treats good, hardworking people like they don't matter. We are here today to demand justice for all families who are torn apart by unjust deportations.
Liliana Soracianu, an organizer for Indivisible, called the No Kings rally in San Francisco peaceful and joyful, but is worried about Trump's plans for the city.
Trump is threatening to send the National Guard to San Francisco specifically. This is the next blue city on his list. So we are not going to be intimidated by this.
Soracianu hopes she can count on city and state officials like San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie and Governor Gavin Newsom to help against National Guard deployments.
Our own mayor, whom I would hope becomes more involved, said crime is down 30%. So we are saying do not send the troops. We do not need them here, and we really hope that elected officials such as the mayor and Governor Newsom will join us in that.
Governor Gavin Newsom has taken steps to push back against Trump, like promoting Proposition 50, which would dramatically reshape California's congressional districts with the intent of adding Democratic seats in Congress. It's crafted to offset President Donald Trump's moves in Texas and elsewhere to help win more Republican seats in the 2026 midterm election. The special election for Proposition 50 is on November 4th, and it's the only measure on the ballot. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.